I see.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Oh my God, the combinations just keep on changing. We always keep you on your toes. You never know what you're going to get on this show. Who's going to be here? Who won't be here?
Yeah.
It's like a game of Russian roulette constantly. Only the bullet never comes, unfortunately for you. Welcome to a freak accident. It's the best mistake ever. There's four hosts. Only three are present, though. Who's here?
Who is it?
I think they probably... Well, maybe not, because... She doesn't talk enough, really, to be... I guess she was here, you wouldn't know. But anyway, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
Damn it, Mickey!
Mickey's not here. So
Mickey.
Now, that hasn't happened in a long time. It used to happen more often. I don't know when it stopped, but it did stop. And then, like, Mickey, I guess, traded Kara with the... The desire to not be here regularly, because then you took that over for a while.
Well, I figured we were taking turns. It's only fair.
Now, we've done this. Have we done this conglomeration before?
I don't remember.
We had you over.
Where Kara's the cream in the sausage sandwich.
That is...
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know why I said it like that. That was really unfair.
You're the kraut.
Yeah, you're the sauerkraut in our double brat
I don't feel uncomfortable here today at all.
You shouldn't, nor should you. It's all fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But yeah, no. So we went from last week where I was drowning in estrogen, and now Kara, is mired in the muck of avarice and testosterone.
Yeah, mired in muck.
Yeah, you know, there's another word that's like uncomfortable. Right,
muck.
Most people don't mind moist. I don't mind moist. I don't like phlegm. I've said that before.
Yeah,
but muck. Oh God, that's disgusting.
It does sound gross,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Makes me hungry. A nice muck sandwich.
That actually made me gag.
Yeah,
I legitimately just gagged in my mouth.
Yeah, well, that's our show.
Yeah, I guess that really
a gag
is.
In your mouth.
Yeah, we'll make you gag. That's pretty much what it is. Oh, I don't like that either.
I
gotta watch.
Oh boy,
we're not an S&M show.
Yeah, I should. Didn't we talk about doing that at one point though? That was a plan.
No,
an S&M show.
Yeah, we were gonna do like a kink show. Remember, wasn't that the thing we were talking about?
Oh yeah, we were talking about.
See,
I was gonna be the machine.
Oh, like we fake talked about it.
Yeah.
Bro, no,
that
totally.
Wasn't real. Yeah. I'm going to wear nipple tassels.
Wait, it wasn't?
See?
Damn, my dreams are dashed. I can't believe you guys.
Rude.
What a way to find out. I had no idea.
way to find out.
The kink, Crisco. The twink, Lazy E.
That is not true at all. Not even remotely.
Oh, I'll be a twink.
If anybody's a twink here, it's me. That was clean.
Yep.
I mean,
doesn't get any cleaner than that.
But also, it's true. He's told us how hairy his butt is.
Yeah,
and
he'd
I'm
be
like,
a bear.
Yeah, it
a
would
bear.
Be.
I'm practically. I'm almost hairless. You know.
Then you would be on the leash.
Right. Yeah, that's what people like.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel weird about this.
What would you be?
The lesbian, because obviously I'm not...
You don't get to choose that, though. That's a whole thing, right?
Yeah, but you can't... If you guys get to be different kinds of... Like, why? I don't know what I would be. Is there different kinds?
I don't know.
What would I be?
The butch.
I appreciate that the lore of the show goes so deep that we were able to resurrect this as an entire concept. This is the... Yeah. I'm sure Mickey's really thrilled that she wasn't here to participate in this.
Poor Mickey.
You'd wear a ball gag.
I do appreciate that Kara decided, though, to distract us by bringing gummy bears.
It didn't distract us enough.
I ate all the green ones already, I think.
Why did you eat the green ones?
They're strawberry.
Why would the green ones be strawberry?
I don't know. They are.
Oh my God, they are.
Because the red ones are probably what, cherry?
Raspberry. Oh.
That's stupid.
Oh, there's one.
The
green.
White ones are pineapple. That's stupid.
There's one green one still in there.
Yellow one.
I want it.
Yum.
You could tell COVID has ended.
Yeah,
we're just spitting on each other.
Eat things off the floor.
We're going to eat it like Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Tiny little gummy bear.
Yeah. We're tongue punching each other right in the gummy bear hole.
That's right.
Yep.
Nothing like a good old tongue punch.
A little ASMR.
Yeah, right. No, don't do that. That's weird.
Yeah.
Really?
That's disgusting.
I do honestly hate mouth noises on the microphone.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, what? That too. I don't know what that was, but I didn't like it.
I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah. Well, our website is afreakaccident.com.
Right.
And you can email the show, which is probably, I don't know, you can reach out to us on social media. You can DM us on pretty much any of those
slip
those
into
things.
Our DMs.
Yeah, slide into our DMs. You
slip
can leave...
and slide into our DMs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, on the Crisco Highway. Mm-hmm. And, find out what that is. And you can leave like comments and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like you can
you
reply
should.
To yeah, you should. But like realistically, I don't know who even do people use email anymore? People still use
not
email.
Not that many people.
Like mostly for work, I think.
Yeah, but it's like it's a way for you to do like a long form thing.
Like if you have a lot to say,
yeah.
Don't DM that because that's like multiple DMs. Like if your story is that long or if there's attachment, well,
you can
I guess you could.
You can message as long as you want.
No, I think there's character limits.
If you were
no,
just
there
gonna,
is not.
If you're going to leave a random comment, though, like on the dumb stuff that we post, there might not be in the right place to leave something. You know what I mean? If you have a suggestion or you have feedback or something. So, reach out to us via email. That's fine.
Or if you want to be anonymous.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one for email.
Yeah, because we will give you anonymity. We will freely provide that. We won't. Yeah, we'll. I mean, we'll know, but we're trustworthy.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
I don't know.
I don't know. When's the last time anybody here betrayed someone?
Kara, probably.
Yeah, probably me. It would be me. I'd be the one to betray
someone. Was it recent?
I don't know for sure. I just assume that I would have.
Yeah, I mean, you lie all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we did establish
that. I just seem like the one that would. Like backstab you or something, you know?
She's probably doing it right now. Yeah. We don't even know it.
Yeah, Mickey's not really a backstabbing. She's a front stabber.
Yeah.
She'll punch you right in the throat.
She'll be in front of your mother and punch you in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. And she'll punch your mother, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she'll sweep the legs out of both from both of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's evil.
Yeah, she is.
My mother is a nice woman.
She is. Yeah. Mommy is
Mommy.
Yeah. Oh.
She's awesome.
That's cute.
Very, very nice. Laughs a lot.
Yeah. Well.
Which is good, you know, when you got a son like him. I mean, you know, if you were.
It's contagious.
Yeah,
you have to get by somehow, you
can
know?
You imagine, can you imagine if, like, the reason he's as goofy as he is because, like, all of his family were just stone-faced? You know what I mean? Like, no humor at all. And he just spent his entire life trying to crack them, and that's why he's become so proficient.
They're like those guards at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
That's quite an origin story I just gave you.
Are there guards there?
Or there's at least a guard.
There's like a guy, right? If I'm thinking of the right thing, he comes out. There's like a very specific way that you're supposed to walk around that thing. Mm-hmm. And then they go back and it's never the same person twice, I think. Like they always have like different
are they like
people.
In line, like a little, like an unlimited line of people underground.
It's a very
something?
High honor,
yes.
I guess.
I think the other day when it was like torrentially raining, there was a video posted of the soldier who just kept guard even though everybody else was like almost a hurricane, basically. And he was just still marching along.
Now, that's like...
I think.
I don't mean to sound irreverent, but I am. I apologize, kind of. I don't really care that much. But now that it's the remains of a soldier that is unidentified, right? But did I read somewhere that there's multiple in there?
I mean, I would assume so. I would assume there is.
So, like, so here's my question then. Every time they have, like, remains that they can't identify, do they add to it?
I don't think so. I think this is a specific one.
Okay.
Maybe the first one.
From, like, a specific war?
I have no idea.
Or a specific battle?
Kara, get on that.
I know.
She's Googling it right now. I actually don't know the answer to that. This is one place where Google has me beat.
And here's a, here's an honest question. If they figure out, like, say they use DNA and they figure it out, do they still have to guard it?
Okay.
Or do they just put the name on it?
That's what I mean.
Now it's the tomb of
the known
Joe.
Soldier.
The known soldier.
Yeah.
It says it's a monument dedicated to the service of an unknown soldier and to the common memories of all soldiers killed in war.
Oh,
and
it's symbolic.
Says, following World War One, that's when the movement arose, and this one does contain the body of one such unidentified soldier.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's where I was confused, because I know like it's supposed to, it is emblematic of
everyone.
Like everybody, yeah. Yeah, everybody who...
But all different, like a bunch of different countries do it. It's not just like America that does it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I thought it was just here with our weird like worship of militarism that like, you know, we were all about it.
Philippines, Serbia, Chile, Ukraine.
It's Chile.
Chile.
Yeah, say it right.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? We are very...
Look at that. We teach people things. We make you laugh. We make you gag.
Yeah.
We give you everything that you need. This really is a giving relationship.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all in that one segment. We talked about kink stuff. Yeah. We talked about the unknown soldier.
Boy, did we. Yeah.
I mean, this is a one-stop shop. If you're going to listen to a podcast, this is the one.
How does it all connect together? What's the common theme?
My brain.
UFAs. Or wait.
What?
What do they call them now?
Why can't
UAFs?
They?
They're UFOs,
no,
idiot.
They change them.
No, they keep now. Yeah, they keep changing the name. I don't know why they keep doing that. What was so wrong with UFO?
You want to know what it was? The aliens.
Do you actually know, or are you making this up?
She's making
it up. I'm making it up.
But you know? She's a liar.
I'm a liar. You know that.
Yeah.
The aliens were like, they felt like they were being objectified by being called an unidentified flying object, and they protested it, so they had to change it to aerial whatever they're called.
Why
now.
Couldn't they call it unidentified flying object piloted by probably some nice people?
I don't know.
That's too many letters.
Yeah.
It's the mouthful.
Yeah.
But yeah, now it's...
it's UFO Plus.
$6.99 a month.
Yeah, now it's, what did you call it before?
UAFs? Unidentified aerial
phenomena.
Yeah. UAPs.
UAPs, yeah.
Close.
It's still the sound.
Yeah.
It's it was something else a couple of years ago, too, I swear. It wasn't UAV or UAP or whatever it is.
UAP?
Yeah.
Not man.
Call me names.
Now we're back to the kink show.
Look at all the things again.
It all connects.
The one-stop shop podcast.
Oh, I forgot to tell you what happened to me.
Let's hear it.
Oh, and I forgot something about me, too.
Oh,
did you?
Oh.
Yeah.
We got time.
All right, go ahead.
Okay,
you go first.
Well, me, I found out, because that's normally how we start the show. We don't go off the rails quite so fast, usually, but here we are. But I found out the other, so I had to get a new dentist, because my old dentist retired.
Is his name Prentice?
Prentice the dentist?
No. That would be really weird and also super coincidental. That'd be like having Vernon the surgeon. Now I'm upset that my shoulder surgeon's name wasn't Vernon. Anyway, but I had to get a new dentist because my old dentist retired. So I was in the office, you know, and like you're meeting new people, you're in a new place and everything else. And like, of course, my first visit to this new place, they're like, well, you have a cavity. I'm like, first of all, how... is that possible that, like, I'm 34 years old and getting cavities? Because remember I had one, like, a year or two ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that was my first ever one. Now I've got two.
Now you get them.
What's going on,
now you're
guys?
A cavity mouth.
I don't understand.
Your
my entire life,
apart.
I don't eat sweets. Oh. Like, what the heck is...
Oh, man, and that's like a first date, too, with your dentist.
Yeah.
You want to look all polished and clean.
Yeah. Right, and now this dude thinks I got rot mouth, and, you know, I got all sorts of bad stuff going on. Like, that isn't right at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's looking down his nose at me.
Yep.
Like, oh, this idiot coming in here with this cavity. I bet he chews candy, like, constantly.
I bet he doesn't floss.
Yeah, right. I literally brush my teeth twice a day. I floss every day. I rinse with mouthwash. None of it matters.
No.
Nope.
Your teeth are just rotting from the inside out.
Terrific.
So I went to go see Metallica over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed by the fact that I'm 34 years old.
We had a good
old.
Transition, and you just ruined it.
Well, because I thought maybe you interrupted him.
No, I didn't. I waited for the pause.
Like a professional.
Not like you,
yeah.
Who
told
just
you.
Jumped
right in. I
told you
I'm not a professional. I explained that.
So I went to see Metallica twice over the weekend. But one thing I learned from seeing him at MetLife Stadium.
Yes.
Jersey is filled with the most entitled, rude drivers I've ever met in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There were people jumping medians just to get into another lane. Almost hit us several times over two drives there.
A couple of weeks ago, Hello Nurse and I were out in New Jersey, and we were it was literally the worst travel day of my life.
Yeah.
I've said it surpassed the experiences that I had in Florida, which up until a couple of weeks ago was the worst traveling experience I'd ever had. Nobody in Florida knows how to drive.
No.
And over or out in Jersey, not a clue.
No.
Not a clue. Mm-hmm. There's how did I
Oh
how
no.
Did,
they how, know how to drive. They're ignorant.
Well, here's the problem. Like I at one point the traffic was backed up all because people kept trying to converge onto one lane. That was an exit-only lane from, like, four or five other lanes. And meanwhile, I'm like, how am I better able to navigate your roads and know where I'm going? I'm not from here!
You see, I dealt with people, like I said, jumping medians. One guy created his own lane between two lanes.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that
sounds and
right.
My
rules don't apply
part,
to him, so.
MetLife Stadium. All the people, you know, with the wands to direct people? Sitting there laughing at people. They didn't even pick them up.
Yeah.
Well,
they just had them on their side.
But people from New Jersey have the gall to call Pennsylvanians bad drivers.
Yeah,
don't
really.
Don't you dare. Get don't you dare, you filth.
Get with it.
Get off of my continent. Just saw off New Jersey and let it drift out to sea. Keep Cape May. I like that place.
Okay.
Everything else gone.
All right.
Send it all away.
Bye.
Well, no, it's send it all away, then we'll have a Cape May.
You're damn right we
are. Yeah, right. Cape May, Pennsylvania.
Keep Cape May and just add it on to PA and we'll be fine.
There we go.
The rest of that garbage can go, and I'm sure New York would agree with me. And I hate New York, too, so that's fine.
Yeah, New York's pretty crappy.
Man, we're just going after, like, the tri-state area.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Sometimes you gotta just... You gotta
have anything
like
for Connecticut?
What? Mm. What state? Does that state even exist?
Ooh.
Sounded like you just said...
What? I didn't.
So guess what I did? Something new about me.
Oh, good. We got something from Karen,
Go ahead.
Too. I really don't actually have anything.
Her hair is wet.
My hair is wet. I took a shower before I came here today. You're welcome.
Why did you even do that?
Why did I take a shower?
No, why did you even set this up this way?
I just felt like everybody was sharing something, and I thought something was going to come to me
but
like
you,
in
you,
the moment.
You never do.
I never share anything.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't. And I just kind of thought something was going to come to my brain as we were talking, and it would happen organically, and then it didn't.
The reason she doesn't share anything is because like there's like two things that happen in her life.
Yeah.
Timmy,
yep.
Naps.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, family parties. That's but we talk about those now.
Oh, yeah.
So.
My nephew got his tonsils out.
Let's see.
Are you having a party for that?
We were going to. I tried to schedule it for tonight, but no luck.
Yeah, see. I knew.
Ice cream party. Ice cream social.
All right, so
God, that's stupid.
What else are they going to do?
Oh, you lost something. He failed. His body failed him.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
his body failed him.
Rude.
Yeah,
it's
true.
His tonsils could have worked properly, and you could have kept them, but nope.
I still have my tonsils.
I don't.
My body didn't fail me.
I don't have my adenoids either.
Oh.
I still have my appendix, though. Mine's working.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere. In
I still have my appendix, too. Gallbladder, everything.
Yep.
Wow.
Both kidneys, spleen. I'm practically a fully formed human being.
Keep naming organs. What else?
liver. small intestine. Colon.
Colon.
I have extra colon if you need it.
Yeah.
Adrenal glands. Urethra.
Are there any small organ? No.
Perineum.
Proofreader could tell you about that.
Perineum. So
thank you.
You're welcome. On the show today,
again, one stop shop for all your podcast
needs. Whatever, deal with it. We got 15 things that people say they're getting too old to tolerate. I guarantee I agree with probably most of this list. I'm getting older every day. It's awful.
Well, so is everyone.
Yeah, right. But
that's how it works.
I don't know, man. I've turned like a weird corner, though. Like over the last 2 years, especially, I just like feel myself like I'm getting to be the get off my lawn person. Mm. It's bad.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
We got a stupid criminal story.
Okay.
I'm not even going to spoil any of it because you just got to hear about it.
Okay.
I feel like if I spoil it now, it's going to take away some of the oomph of hearing it.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay.
10 things we all do but never mention.
Oh.
Let's see how honest can we be about
this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
And a mom asked a couple for a favor at a Barbie screening.
Nice.
It did not go well.
Oh, so, not nice.
We've got listener feedback on that one,
because we
randomly talked about it on our social media, and some people said some stuff. So we'll get to that all on the way in this episode.
Of a freak accident, which is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Felt like it, like, farted.
I know. That
started,
was kind of like a remix.
Yeah, whatever it was. Parlor is responsible.
Did you fart, Kara?
That was my mouth.
So Parlor Beverages, right? Parlor, responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But they're not just about soda. They're about that whole lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off of nostalgia, and they are edgy and experimental. And they've got a little something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors, which are all available now, root beer, birch beer, and my personal favorite, the butterscotch root beer.
The butterscotch root beer is really good. I started introducing my friends to the wonder that is Parlor Beverages. I brought it to a party, and it was funny because, you know, I've said on the show before I don't drink.
Right.
So I brought it to a party just for myself.
Yeah.
Turned out everybody wanted a piece of the Parlor root beer.
Yeah.
So I told them a great way to get it, which Kara is going to get to right now.
# piece of the Parlor.
All right. So here, this is, I'm going to get to it right now.
See?
Stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparlor.com right now. Order the best freaking root beer, some banging merch for yourself. Now, Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so it'll come right to you wherever you are. And we've got something special for you. Listeners of A Freak Accident can get this deal. Use the promo code FREAK at checkout. 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Here's what listeners are saying about A Freak Accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
We're getting old. Oh, oh.
Yes, we are.
Oh, so old.
Every day.
One day I'm just going to wake up as a fossil. Somebody's going to be like brushing dust off of my petrified face. Yeah, right. That's how I'm gonna look too, just
Thank
like
you.
That.
That was amazing.
This was, I guess, on Reddit. It was compiled by HuffPost. It's 15 things people say they're getting too old to tolerate.
Okay.
Literally, it mentions the get off my lawn thing. So that's basically the idea is old people complain about everything. I don't know why that is. Like, they do, though.
Yeah.
They really, really do.
I think it's because, like, you've put up with it for a long time, and now it's like, you know what? I'm done. Just, I'm going to speak my mind. Here it is.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, just give up. Like, who cares anymore?
Well, yeah, who cares about pretenses now, right?
I'm done.
Yeah.
We don't need to be friends.
So, we got 15.
Okay.
We'll start at number 15, work our way down to numero uno. Mm-hmm. So, number 15 is other people's drama and also people in general.
Not people in general. I like people.
Yeah.
But the drama, I could do without.
Mm. The heavy sigh.
You know what?
Yeah.
That not to get like, not to get like super philosophical or anything, but like I like people too. Like if even here's like a fun exercise for like somebody that you don't like,
okay,
right? Or that you think you don't like.
Okay.
Actually try to like get into a situation where you have an opportunity to listen to them talk about like some of the things they're passionate about and just listen. You might find that there's a fully formed human being in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't like it because it's something, but it humanizes them. You know, and that's the thing. Like people are interesting. The problem is, the problem is all we really get from people anymore is their drama. their drama on social media, their drama over this, their drama over that. They're complaining about this that was on the news. They're complaining about that at the grocery store. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody's constantly mad about everything.
Right.
That will skew your opinion of people.
Yeah.
But that's the problem, is now all we get is drama.
Yeah.
No matter what.
And plus, dogs are so awesome. And once you know dogs, people automatically go down like 50 points.
Well, yeah. Dogs are man's best friend.
Yeah, but we're your dogs.
that was great.
Number 14, incidentally, is negativity and internet bickering, and also social media in general.
Well, that's where, is the like that last one too.
Well, that's where all that drama and everything comes from. Like yeah, I said, yeah. you unfortunately, like, rather than having an actual interesting heart to heart conversation with somebody about things you're passionate about and seeing the human being in each other. Like, from social media, we just snipe at each other with all this garbage.
Well, people thirst for that.
Yeah.
They really love being in drama. There's people that are drama queens.
Yeah, why, though? Like, why?
Because they like to be the center of attention. They like the gossip, but they like...
But it's not good attention.
But they don't care.
I guess, yeah.
And I think part of the social media part of it is that we have access to everyone all the time.
Right.
So now when you are talking with people, you already know everything that's happening in their life. So, like, what... You know, like, what are you going to talk about? Mm-hmm. You already know it all.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so...
You don't even know that much about what's going on in their life, because they don't talk about stuff that's going on in their life. They just constantly yell about politics or, you know, news... Mm-hmm. And any kind of news, why this, why that, you know, or they're complaining about something. This restaurant was terrible. What do you hear about the bad service I got? Like, we don't need to hear about this.
No.
I don't want to hear about this.
I don't either.
I don't need you to complain because somebody else that you dealt with had a bad day today and, like, you know, you were the whatever.
Yeah.
Number 13, parenting. They're too old to care about parenting.
That's called a bad parent.
That doesn't sound good
at
all.
I'm not sure if that's supposed to be funny or sad. I mean,
that's a bad parent.
Yeah,
I'm not really.
If you're too tired to deal with the parenting, you made one mistake earlier.
I think that's most parents these days. Are like, but then again, can you blame them for being tired? Most of them probably have multiple jobs, trying to keep things going. Number 12 is chasing after people and being the only one to put in the work for relationships with family and friends.
That's like when people say the phone goes both ways.
Yes, that's exactly what this says.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Phone works both ways.
Work for having it says, host.
For instance, if I ask you to hang out a few times and you're always busy, come find me. There is like that.
If you're both saying that.
I have felt that before where, like, it feels like there are times in certain situations where, like, if it weren't me chasing everybody else around to get stuff done, like, nothing would ever get done. You know, and it's like, so, like, am I the one keeping this all together and why? You know, why is this a one-sided deal? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I've had that happen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ashamed to say I've done the thing where it's like, you know what? I'm going to stop initiating conversations with this person, and I'll see how long it takes them to
reach out to me.
And it never happens. It's like, so you know.
You know what? Change your name from Crisco to Elmer's, because you're the glue.
You're the glue in your relationships.
Yeah, I'm holding everything together.
Like that?
Guys, yes. I'm tired, though. I don't want to do it anymore. I need some help. Convincing people not to do dumb stuff. Why would you even do that?
Yeah, let them do it.
That's the fun.
Yeah. Why would you stop someone?
Do it.
Do it.
Everybody's an adult. Whether they're an intelligent adult is a different story, but it doesn't matter. They can make their own decisions.
Yeah. If they're dumb, they're dumb.
Let it happen. Mm-hmm. Let it happen.
I agree.
Number 10, random. Camping on the ground. Just some people are just real over camping.
Well, I can tell you this right now. I was over camping 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I hate camping.
Yeah.
It's an awful idea.
Yeah, I hate the outside, so.
Well, let's see. What do you do when you camp? You sleep on the ground.
Gross.
It rains sometimes.
Gross.
Get wet. You are out there with bugs.
Gross.
You have to make your food over fire.
Gross.
That's fun.
Like, no, there's literally nothing good about camping.
He's right.
I mean, I would disagree. All those things are like fun to me, except for the bug part. Everything else is just kind of fun. But anyway,
no.
I mean, so what's the alternative? Like driving around in a camper,
yeah.
Like one of those trunk things.
I can do that.
We're glamping. Ooh,
I'm just picturing. I picture like an RV,
yeah.
Like trudging up the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah,
you know, like running over hikers yeah. and stuff
See,
like
I
that.
I can
like,
do that.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Well, he's like, man, the great outdoors is wonderful. Splat, he crushes a family.
Yeah, yeah. I'm tired of these people in my way.
Yeah.
Number 9, waiting in line.
I mean, that is annoying. I am tired of doing that. And a lot of times, if there's a line, I'll be like, never mind. I don't need whatever this is that badly. But then there are some times where I'm like, I'm going to be the patient one. And look, if there's a line, there's a line. And you just got to wait.
Right.
So it depends what mood I'm in.
I've never been in a line that it's that long that I get tired over it. Maybe I just don't go to the right stores.
Yeah. Or, but, yeah, I don't know, like amusement parks.
I don't really go to amusement parks anymore.
No?
No.
No, I don't want to go anymore since all those rides keep getting stuck upside down.
That's true.
Why did that
happen? A lot of them have been getting stuck lately, and people have to get rescued. No, thank you.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Upside down, and your head, and all the blood rushes to your head? Nope.
I would just drop.
Done with amusement parks.
I would just unfasten myself.
Add that to the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would unfasten yourself.
I'd unfasten myself
drop.
And fall. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Waiting in line, I would say like traffic, though.
Mm. That's traffic I'm tired of. Yeah.
It drives me crazy that like nobody ever learns. Like it is all built to work a certain way, and no one ever bothers to learn how to do it the right way, which if done, will avoid traffic jams and everything else.
I think I'm tired of traffic that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like when there's road work. I get it.
Right.
When there's
an on-ramp.
An accident, I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
But when it's just a bunch of things and I hear on the traffic report on the radio, a slow-moving vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, then hurry up!
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's like when you're in traffic and then you get to the spot where it starts to pick up and you're like,
what happened?
Why were we going so slow?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. No, it was a truck in the left lane going uphill, and he didn't realize that he couldn't go faster than 40. Like,
a nightmare.
Right, or on ramps, or like I said, or hey, this one lane is for this exit, and then at the last second, 5 different people from 5 different lanes need to all be in the same place, and everybody slams on their brakes, and it's like, guys, how did you not know? There have been signs for the last 2 miles telling you exactly where you needed to be. Pay attention. Read. Stop texting. keeping up with new music.
I don't know. I like it.
Well, for you, it's easy because it's your job.
Yeah, it comes to me.
Right. It was significantly easier for me when I worked in radio to know what was going on. Now I find out weeks after the fact, oh my God, this band had a new album out. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And keeping up with the Kardashians. Why is anybody doing that? Stop it.
Proofreader does it.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of her sick pleasures.
Why? Like, what about it? Like,
I think it's the stupidity. Like, knowing that she isn't that bad. It's kind of like why I watch Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better about myself.
It doesn't make me feel better about myself. It makes me feel bad that I share a common ancestry with these people. And also, they're making way more money off of their stupidity than I am off mine.
And then
That's
it gives you
fair.
Something to strive for.
But clearly, they have something going for them because they're making so much money off of nothing.
Well, yeah. That's the thing that's weird about the Kardashians is that they're famous
for no reason.
For nothing.
Right.
There was a sex tape.
Yeah,
that's how people know Kim Kardashian.
It wasn't even a good one.
And it wasn't even like a thing. Like, that's not even where they are now.
Oh, no, but that's what I'm saying. It started there.
And it's really not those girls that are, it's the mother. Kris Jenner, like, as whatever her situation is, she knew how to monetize their lives. Like, for sure. Like, probably not like a great mom because she did, but
wasn't
definitely a businesswoman.
Wasn't somebody in that family, like, one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers
father.
Or something?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But he died.
But that's not, like, any
Bruce
reason
Jenner.
For the rest of the family
or
to Kris be.
Kris Jenner, or what's
whatever.
His name?
Robert. You're thinking about. That wasn't the judge. The lawyer.
No, yeah, the father was Kardashian.
Yeah.
But I'm saying then when he died, she married Jenner.
Yeah. Keeping up with new slang, it changes constantly.
Oh, I can't do that.
It's impossible.
And also, we're a little old for that, so kind of sounds weird.
But didn't it feel like when we were growing up, like the slang was pretty consistent? Like you would get to something and it would last for like 10 years. No. Now all of a sudden it's like every other week it's something different.
Yeah, you're right. Well, there are
here's
a lot of
here's the
like, what does bussin' mean? I have no idea.
Bussin's actually kind of old, but yeah. Bussin' means like it's really good.
Why though? That doesn't even...
been around like 4 years.
What
now.
Is that based on? It doesn't mean anything. It's not a word.
It's bussin'.
Yeah, it's super bussin'.
Okay.
Our podcast is bussin'.
All right.
Yeah.
No,
sounds definitely, ridiculous definitely that we're isn't. Saying it.
Sitting on the floor. Why are you too old?
Yeah.
Maybe it's hard to get up.
Getting too old to talk. Why are you tolerating? Why are you sitting on the floor? We
yeah,
have...
we have furniture.
Yes.
You don't need to tolerate it.
Yeah.
You just don't do it.
Yeah.
Very or stand. Just stay standing. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't want to stand. I can't tolerate
number
that.
Five, caring about people who don't care about you. That kind of goes back to that other thing a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you grow up and realize when you have like this resentment towards somebody and you're so mad at somebody, but they are living rent free in your head and they're not thinking about you.
You know.
That's what you have to kind of get.
I have a quote about that from Tupac. No, you're going to want to hear this.
Things I didn't expect to hear from Kara today. I have a quote from Tupac.
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy it. This has to go along with that. Tupac once said, just because you lost me as a... It's sort of like that. Just because you lost me as a friend doesn't mean you gained me as an enemy. I'm bigger than that. I still want to see you eat, just not at my table. It's kind of like...
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
It kind, I mean, it's not exactly the same, but it's kind of like along those lines. Like,
yeah.
Look, you know...
I hope you do well.
Just not with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lack of sleep.
Oh, I can't tell you.
I'm tired
at all.
In the real way and in the I'm tired of it.
And also sleeping on air mattresses.
I have to do... one of us is going to have to do that at a bachelor party I'm going to.
Oh.
Not going to be me.
You just said I'm going to have to.
No, I said one of us. And then I said one of us is going to have to.
It's going
to
be you, though.
Again, to these people who are sick of tolerance, buy a bed.
No, yeah. But if you're staying in a hotel...
Sleep on the hotel bed.
Yeah.
No, but if there's already used up room.
Throw them out.
Or buy it, get a room for yourself. Like, why are you sleeping on the ground?
So much money. I'm tired of being poor.
Oh, my God. Hangovers?
I mean,
I don't deal with them anymore.
Yeah. And honestly, though, I don't deal with them anymore mostly because I was tired of dealing with them.
I've never, I mean... of the three of us here, well, actually, of everybody on the show,
yeah.
Now, even Mickey included, I'm the only one who still drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But it is rare for me to drink enough to get drunk.
Yeah.
I almost never get drunk.
Yeah.
And that's specifically because I have never liked the way that being drunk makes me feel.
Yeah.
And I certainly have always hated hangovers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always gotten, so it's not like I'm sick of it. Like, I avoid it specifically because I don't like it.
Yeah, that's an easy one to avoid.
I always had a hangxiety, you know?
Hangxiety?
Yeah, like the day after, I always was like nervous about
what you
like,
did.
Not even like in a social way, just like, did I remember to lock the door or did I, like that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I used to hate having to text friends and to kind of piece the puzzle together.
Yeah.
That was never fun.
No. You had anxiety too.
Concerts without assigned seating.
Yeah, I want my spot.
Yeah, because then you have to get there early, like super early. And it's like, I don't like doing that.
You want
that.
A home base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one is interesting, considering the other stuff we've talked about, arguing with other people.
I mean.
Well, yeah, that kind of goes with the drama thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like arguing.
Guys, it's very easy to just don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let people have their stupid opinions. You don't have to engage.
Correct. See? Yeah. I just did that with
this
you.
Person even cites the Keanu Reeves method, where he once said he protects his peace by refusing to argue about anything. Mm-hmm. 1 + 1 = 5. Totally. Have fun. Like, who cares?
I mean, sounds nice.
I mean, they're wrong. What are you going to do? You're going to argue with them to what? Convince them you're not going to do
you're
it?
You're right. They're not going
just,
to.
So they're dumb. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay for people to be just stupid and wrong.
You're right.
You know, like, you don't need to be. Stop it. I see what you're doing. I'm going to fly across this table with you.
Wow, she really is taking the spot of Mickey.
Yeah.
She's tasked me with a very intense job today, and I'm trying to do my best.
I don't know. I mean, some of those are weird.
Yeah, and some of them are like sort of repeats.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm too old for? That list. because that took way too much time.
It did. If you have anything to add, though, freaksatafreakaccident.com. We got the stupid criminal story that you have to hear it next.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
You know, I should have known when I saw the story. Mm-hmm. I didn't bother to look where it was happening.
I know where it is.
This is coming from WFLA. That's right, Florida's news source. Because, of course, this is a Florida man that is responsible for this insanity.
It's been a little bit since we've heard from a Florida man.
Yes. Well, this is interesting. This guy's name is Derek Porter. He's from Georgia. What that tells me is that Florida is a poisonous influence.
Yeah.
So you can go there from other places, and you're toxicified by being there and turned into a mutant.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't spend too long there.
Yeah, the swamp gas chokes all of the smart out of your brain.
Poor Florida.
100%.
Poor Florida? No,
I don't know.
Not even remotely. Anyway, Derek Porter from Georgia, now a Florida man. This was in Panama City Beach, Florida on Friday.
Panama.
Can you make that up?
So he used a cinder block.
Wait a second. Did you just ask me that song I just sang was made up?
I said, did you just make that up?
That's a Van Halen song.
Why would I know that?
Why would she know that?
I mean, why would you know popular music?
It's stupid. My number one band is Hanson. Why would I know that song?
It's stupid that she doesn't know, but at the same time, look at her.
Yeah.
You're old enough to babysit Van Halen, so I assumed you would know.
You're the worst person.
So anyway, Derek, good old DP.
Yeah.
Derek Porter, DP. He used a cinder block to smash out the window of a church.
Oh.
Why a church? That's weird. Anyway, then he got in, obviously through the window that he broke. And then he specifically went into the church's baptism pool.
How big is that?
It depends on what kind of church it is.
Yeah, so sometimes they're
big enough for a person.
Yeah,
to get
massive.
Like Catholics, they just have like the little bowl,
right?
Or like they'll take the water and they'll sprinkle it on the baby's head,
right?
And then there's like certain, they'll just dunk you in. You know, it's like a giant whirlpool where you just dive in head first.
So we're gonna assume this is
probably
adult size one.
He claims later that he didn't remember much about the break-in except that he baptized himself. I mean,
he was going to be forgiven?
He was that desperate for the forgiveness. Yeah, so you're committing a crime in order to be forgiven for...
Can't arrest me, I was forgiven!
So he did do that, though. He baptized himself and then loaded a TV, computer, and other electronics into a truck along with the church's money bag. So, I mean, maybe he just wanted a fresh start at his criminal career.
I want to start as a criminal.
Yeah, God has forgiven all my sins. Now I can start over with a really good score.
Yeah.
My record is expunged now that I've started here. Just up, up, up for old DP.
That's right.
I'll be robbing Fort Knox in no time.
Yeah.
Cops showed up before he left.
Of course.
Because apparently he set off an alarm. Somebody probably saw something on security camera.
And he's baptizing himself.
He took a little time to baptize himself.
They arrested him for burglary and criminal mischief. That's one of my favorite charges of all time. Mm-hmm. I love when people get charged with criminal mischief.
Mischief. It makes me think of like Halloween.
Right. Well, you know what? That bitch just got baptized.
They also found meth.
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
Maybe this is why he baptized himself.
Yeah, so he's facing drug charges, too. There's chest cam footage of him acting confused when they asked if anyone else was with him.
Jesus.
At the very least.
The Lord.
The Lord is here.
They had a police dog with him. The dog also jumped into the baptism pool for some reason.
Oh, nice.
The spirit. Holy Spirit, activate! Holy Spirit, activate! That's a thing. I promise. Yes,
are you sure?
It is, and I'm going to do the
video.
What's
it from?
TikTok. Uh-huh. Oh, no, it's from that Susie whatever.
I thought you were going to say, it's from TikTok. No, 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 church. It's from church.
No, well,
the original TikTok.
Yeah. Susie whatever.
There's a lady who does like a parody woman, and she sings that song.
Kara explains things. know, the streak continues.
My God.
There's a girl with a face, and she does the thing. Yeah, right. Got it. Totally.
She's like a parody lady.
I can picture it so clearly in my mind. It's like it's like
Let
I'm
me
there.
Guess, she had hair.
It's like yeah. It's like I'm there. It's crazy.
I know. She paints the picture so well.
Whatever.
I don't know why at that point like everybody should just jump into the pool. You yeah. know, it's like a revival's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gotta,
dogs jumping yeah, in. Dogs, that's meth that's, head.
Yeah. Dogs are pure. That's the thing. Like, you know, if a dog's jumping in there, you know something yeah. holy's going on right, right here.
Or maybe he just wanted some water.
Maybe, yeah. It does say it was hot that day, so maybe the dog was just like, F this. Like, you know, yeah. I'm freaking...
You know, did my job. Time yeah. to refresh in the pool.
It is so hot. I just had my nose halfway up this dude's butt finding his meth stash. I am exhausted. It is hot. I'm going for a dip.
And what makes this even a weirder story, the dog was Jewish.
Mazel tov. Yeah. Shalom.
No, it's mazel rof.
This is going too far.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you got to love Florida. Mm-hmm. It's a constant source of just delight.
Well done.
What are the 10 things we all do but never mention? Well, we're going to have to mention them this time.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point. And the things we do, and the things let's talk
about these rules of break, and the things we take, and the jobs we wow. own, and the land
is stolen. There's a Reddit section. It's a subreddit. That's what it's actually called. Mm. I don't know why I called it a Reddit section.
It's a smaller
section.
Is that what subreddit means?
Okay. Does anybody else? That's what it's called. Does anybody else? So it's a place to ask questions. Hey, does anybody else do this thing? It's a chance for people to list the weird things they do and see if they're alone.
Okay.
Someone went through and cherry-picked some of the best ones and then compiled it into a BuzzFeed article.
Okay.
So the first one is, when you have to spell the word Wednesday, do you sound it out in your head as Wednesday?
Yep. 100%.
Every time.
100%.
Yes.
I've been doing that since that's how I was taught how to spell it. So it's just like intrinsic now. Mm-hmm. And then I think probably everybody has the same.
We should probably just change the pronunciation to Wednesday and just be done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel like we're just forestalling the inevitable, really.
Yeah.
Did you ever come across a distinct smell that takes you back to a vague childhood memory?
Yes.
But you can't put your finger on what it is.
No, I can put exactly. Like, smells could bring me back to, like, if I smell butterscotch, it reminds me of being at my grandma's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's triggering. It's crazy how a familiar smell will just transport you into... There was a house that I took a client through recently, and it smelled... I don't know what the smell was, but it smelled like my late grandmother's house. Hmm. And it was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was back there sitting on the carpet, watching Cartoon Network, eating all the Reese's Pieces that I could stuff into my mouth. Yeah. You know, I was like, man. It's interesting how that happens. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had like the vague. I probably had a vague thing like, where do I know that smell from?
Right.
And not been able to recognize it, but... I mean, most of the time, it's pretty distinct.
It's like when I smell whiskey and Coke, when it's strong on the whiskey, it reminds me of Christmas. Because my uncle was an alcoholic, and they drank a lot of whiskey and Coke. And it reminds me of Christmas. And
then
people think I had a very bad childhood.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Just made me a little sad.
Okay. You didn't?
No. Okay. He was a great uncle. He still is a great uncle.
Okay. Yeah, sure. The E doth protest too much. You ever bump into something and say, ow, even though it didn't hurt?
Yeah.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just because you have to get ready for the owie.
And then I usually will say, I don't know why I said that didn't hurt, after it.
Of course. You admit to your loss.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Not only is Kara a horrible liar, but she does almost immediately admit to it every time, which makes her horrible at lying on top of being a horrible liar. Yeah.
Which makes you like a really bad person.
Yeah.
When you pee and it's totally clear, do you ever feel proud of yourself for being so hydrated?
You know what? Uh-oh. Yeah. You know, because it doesn't always come out perfectly clear, but you know you drank the right amount of water when it comes out nice and...
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a direct line of sight to yours. I'd have to go out of my way to take a look at mine, I think, right?
You could stand up and then flush.
But the water is going to dilute it.
Why'd you say it so weird?
Well, no, she's right. She said it accurately. That's how you would say that sentence.
Or you could just say dilute instead of going dilute.
Oh, my God.
That seems very nitpicky.
Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
I am.
Why are you coming for me today?
Listen, Kink.
Are you ever driving behind the same car for a really long time, then they take an exit, and you feel kind of sad they're gone?
No,
my
but that's
God,
funny.
That's actually a psychological problem.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever looked at a person like getting off an exit or continuing on like the interstate? And wonder where they're going.
Oh, yeah, that I've done.
Or, like, if you see a plane in the sky,
yeah,
like, where
they
are they going on vacation?
Yeah. Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Where those people travel to.
You ever, like, be in a competition with someone for who's going fastest on the highway?
No.
And
that's illegal.
No, no, but, like, you're both going and, like, this
it's called
one,
Fast and
this
Furious.
This one's trying to get in front of you, but, like, you know you're about to turn. So, like, I'll do this on the one road. I'll be like, I have to get down the road because I'm going to turn left at this light down here. And this other car will be like zooming to not let me over. So then I try to zoom faster than that car just to show them that I'm turning left and you're going straight anyway. So like it didn't even matter that you were trying to zoom past me. Do you ever do that?
That's called a psychological problem too.
Yeah, that's...
You have a bad... Were you and your sisters competitive?
Yeah, that's...
No, I was... I mean, I was competitive, but not
they
with them.
Weren't? Mm-hmm. So you were competing with them and they weren't?
It's basically called like reckless and or aggressive driving, and it's pretty much a ticketable offense.
I want to show them that they're racing with me or not letting me into the lane is moot because I'm turning.
But you're racing with them too.
Yeah, to teach them a lesson.
But they're not going to even realize that.
But I look at them when I drive past so they know. Like I turn my head and look at them.
So you're driving extra fast, looking over to the side instead of looking where you should be. Wow, that isn't reckless driving at all.
You know what I do, though? I to go back to the thing, when you're driving behind somebody for a really long time, like, I've been behind somebody where no matter what's going on, like, I'll get behind them, and they'll be going, like, they're basically following me from the front, you know? Like, they're going everywhere I'm going.
Yeah.
Every turn that I need to make, they take.
Yeah.
And it's like they're going the same direction. I'm always thinking to myself, what are the odds?
Yeah.
Especially if it's somebody who sucks and drives too slow. I'm like, what are the odds that I get stuck behind the one person like in this whole region who's taking the exact same road that I am and going to the exact same place?
Yeah.
Like, there is no way. What are the odds?
I know.
It's got to be astronomical. I need to play the lottery.
Yeah.
And then I still don't win.
Nope.
Let's see. Number six is when you think a song or movie is amazing, but then you show it to someone else and suddenly feel self-conscious. Mm-hmm. Like it's not really that great. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially with music.
Yeah.
I never do that with someone else. I never admit I like a song until after they hear it. Hmm. Because I don't want to be like, oh, it's such a great song. And then they're like, eh. And then you're like, you're disappointed.
Yeah.
You almost feel like they should be able to feel what you're feeling during that moment.
Yeah. I can't say that I've ever felt self-conscious. I've been disappointed when like somebody isn't as into something as I am, but I've never felt self-conscious because it's kind of like I like what I like and screw you if you think different. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But I have been disappointed like if there's somebody who's like, you know, who I like or like a close friend or something, I'm like, "Oh, check this out." And then like they're not into it. It's like, oh, that's a bummer. Like, I wanted to share this moment with you, and you got to suck. So, you know.
Yeah.
We were going to make out to this song.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn
and now,
it.
And now look at you.
Forget it now.
Yeah. When you flush the toilet but don't get a full flush, so you have to stand there and wait for the tank to refill?
I've never had that happen.
If the tank empties, that's a full flush.
Yeah, you're right.
So.
Yeah, that's just weird.
No, are you talking about a double flush subreddit?
Kind of weird, what kind of weird toilet are you using? When your pet is on your lap and you need to get up, do you ever try to explain it to them?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I have to go get a drink.
Always.
Don't leave. I'm coming back. Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
I do that all the time. Oh, Timmy, I'll get up off the couch and he'll like turn his head and like rest it on the side of the couch and I'll look and I'll go, you don't have to get up. I'm just going to run to get my glasses in the bathroom. I don't know why the bathroom was my explanation, but I'm just going to get my glasses.
Sorry, I dropped a double flusher. I got to get my glasses. I was sweating
hard. Hang on, Timmy. I only got half a flush.
Our one cat, because we have, my throat keeps going.
Have a gummy bear.
I got bad allergies.
we have three cats. Only one of them really is a lap cat, Neko. And and Neko will, it's great. Like, we'll be sitting on the couch watching TV, and, like, she won't know which lap she wants, so she'll keep moving from one to the other.
Aw.
But it's funny. If one of us has to get up and she's on our lap, like, you know, me and Hello Nurse will do that thing. We'll be like, all right, like, you know, Neko, we gotta get up here. And then, like, she knows. So then, like, she turns into jelly. Like,
just
deflates and, like, makes it impossible to get up.
Yep.
So you have to, like, pick her up, but then she's just, like, liquid in your hands. And you're like, oh, man, I gotta get it. You know, you put her.
You don't.
And the whole time, then you're picking her up. And then she's going, meow, meow. And I'm like, okay, I gotta get up. Like, I can't do this. It's like, go to their lap. Go to the other lap. Yeah. And then, of course, she doesn't want to.
Right.
But, you know.
Aw. That's cute, though.
Yeah.
Do you ever put on a sock, spot a hole in it, decide it's the last time you'll wear those socks, but then forget, wash them again, and repeat the process?
Yep.
Yes.
Always.
I've done that with, like, other clothing, too. Not, like with a stain or something. I'll be like, oh, yeah.
her new name on the show is Skidmark.
Kara wears her underwear until they disintegrate.
But like shirts and stuff. Like, I have a shirt right now that says, don't make me use my radio voice, and it has a terrible stain on it. But I want to keep wearing it. So, you know, I was wearing it. I'm like, well, it's stained. I got to get rid of it. This will be the last time I wear it. And then, like, it gets washed for some reason, and I wear it again and just keep going. So one day I'll wear it here for you guys.
Great story.
Yeah. Well, I try.
Have you ever spent 30 minutes writing an email that ended up being two sentences?
I could do that with a text.
Okay.
Overthink it. Mm, and then you're like sitting there going, I don't know. But with text, yeah.
I do. If I am writing a long email, I've never done that. But I have first, second, and third drafted emails. Mm. Like, I'll write it out and then I'll look at it. And then, like, I'll move stuff around. I'll look at it again. I might change a couple of things. But, like, I don't think I've ever... Other than, like, when if it was an email where I'm really laying into somebody, and then, like, as I'm typing it, I'm like, oh, man, I should probably not do this. Then I delete the whole thing, and it's, you know, my response is okay or whatever. But I've never done that.
Yes,
so you know, if you ever get a text from Crisco that says okay,
it
was really a strongly worded letter.
Yeah, it was an insane tirade that I was just trying to destroy you through.
That definitely seems right. it tracks for you, so.
What?
Wow.
Well,
ouch.
It does. Let's just be honest. Be honest.
I'm hurt in my heart.
Be honest. Well, I just figured because he would mostly always tirade against me for some reason. I'd always say something jerky.
You got insulted by, you know, underwear stain back over here.
Cow tracks.
Yeah. Mud pie.
Cow tracks.
So that's that list.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Thanks, BuzzFeed. That was
really amazing.
Informative. Yeah. I don't know. We mentioned that stuff. So.
Yeah.
And we did most of it.
Yeah.
All right, so what happened at the Barbie movie between this mom and her kid and some other people? Violence is the answer.
Usually.
We'll explain the situation next.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Still can't believe that this song was not featured in the movie at all.
It's not.
Didn't Nicki Minaj do a version of the song, though?
She might have.
It should have been, like, the end credits song. Like, I don't... It just
should have been.
Makes all the sense in the world. But I'm I don't know. That's insulting. Anyway, so Barbie's been a big popular movie.
It's over $1 billion already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. After like certain pundits were like, it's going to fall off after week two. Yeah. Right.
No.
It's going right to the moon, baby. Mm-hmm. But this is an upsetting sort of thing. This was on Reddit. Somebody posted this on Reddit. So it was basically, it was in the subreddit, Am I the A-hole? Okay.
I feel like if you're asking.
You are.
So,
yes.
This guy went to see Barbie on Friday with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They bought tickets early so that they'd have good seats. I guess like it was one of those movie theaters where you can do that. You
like
can
the assigned
seats.
Seating.
Yeah. I think like there's one around here, yeah. Cinemark, you can do that at. I usually go to the one in Wilkes-Barre still just because it's downtown. It's
but
closer. It's more
convenient.
But
nice,
that's a Wild West. Like you go wherever you can.
Right.
It's nice though because then you don't have to get there real early. And if you have a pack of friends going.
Yeah, you're all together.
You're all together right. Guaranteed.
Sure. Yeah, assuming that there's enough seats in a row that are accommodating to that. Well, here's the deal. When they got there, a woman and her 6-year-old daughter were in their seats.
Mm.
He told the mom she was in the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm.
She was aware. She said that when she bought tickets, there were only two left, one in the front row, one in the back. She was hoping they'd switch so she could sit with her kid. He said no, told her it wasn't his problem, and claims he politely asked her to move. Then she told him he was being rude and inconsiderate. Now, here's the problem as I see it. Well, go ahead, Carrie. You first. I can tell you're full of rapture and angst.
Well, I do have opinions on this because... So she wanted them to split up to one front row and one back row seat. So not be together, just so she could be with her daughter. I didn't know previously that you can buy assigned seats at a movie theater.
Yeah.
So that was like new to me that there are theaters that do that. So I would have probably made the same mistake. But if I were that woman and I got there with like my niece or, you know what I mean, my nephew, and we bought those tickets and I knew they were far away, like I just wouldn't buy those tickets.
Right. Yeah. You just missed that showing.
We just have to go to the next one.
Yep, it's sold out, basically. Right? At that point, it's sold out. Yeah.
Right. That's what I would think because obviously we can't sit together. I didn't realize there's seats. It's my fault, blah, blah, blah.
I think it's rude to ask somebody and whoever they're going to the theater with, hey, you guys sit in separate seats. Like, yeah, you let your girlfriend go up and sit next to some smelly weirdo in the back row who knows why they're at Barbie. You know what I mean?
Why
like,
were you there, Lazy?
Wow. The Falcon punch out of nowhere.
R.I.P. Pee Wee. But but here's the thing. I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Jesus.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
All right.
Let's say she did that. Yeah, that was stupid. I agree. Don't go to the movie then if you can't sit next to each other. But as the grown-ups, because there's a 6-year-old involved, as the other two grown-ups in this situation, you could sit by yourself at a movie.
I mean, yeah, you could, but...
You can't... You're not supposed
to
talk.
Here's...
It's true.
I guess I'm of the mind... Like, I somewhat agree with that. You know what I mean? Because I like to be, like, nice and generous to people where it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if it were like the kind of theater downtown where it's a Wild West, that's like one thing. You know what I mean? You showed up late.
Right.
There's only, you know, somebody sit. You know what I mean? There's only two seats left. One's in the front, one's in the back, whatever. Like, what are you going to do?
Right.
You know what I mean? Or let's just say like, you know, I'm sitting there or whatever. And like there's a seat next to me and like a lady shows up with her 6-year-old. And I'm like, okay, well, like, you know, I'll let them sit together. I'll get up and move.
Right.
Yeah. But when it's specifically set up that you can book your crap in advance, this is how it goes.
Oh, no.
Like that's, you knew what you were getting into when you showed up. Like, don't ask me to change my life because I went ahead and booked this stuff. Like, it is what it is. You knew.
Yeah.
You knew. So in other words, what I'm saying is, if you didn't know what you were walking into,
yeah,
and you walked in and you're like, oh God, there's nowhere for me to sit with my daughter, that's one thing.
Right.
You knew you wouldn't be able to sit together.
And,
you still showed up.
That's an entitled person.
And you did not ask ahead of time.
Yeah.
At no point did you ask, hey, excuse me, I'm here with my daughter.
Right.
Could you go someplace else? No.
She figured.
Just plop yourself in there and
that
assume.
It is an entitled person to do that. But again,
you had advance notice. You knew.
If it was my situation and I'm with proofreader and that happens, we switch seats.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not sending Hell on Earth to sit next to some stranger.
I think if they came in and they asked me first, maybe. But the fact that she expected they'd be okay with it, that already gets me a little like
again in a situation where you know. And I would even say like if I had my seat already, like if it was a Wild West town, there's no reserve seats. If I had stuff in my seat, I got up and left the theater, go to the bathroom, I come back, mom and daughter are in the seats. You know what? Even then, I'd be like, you know what? Fine. I'll find someplace else to sit. I'm going to be pissed, it's like, whatever. It is what it is.
It's not worth arguing.
You knew! You had all of the notice in the world. You knew what you were walking into, and you went to do it anyway. This is on you. It is on you to solve the problem, not on anybody else. Sorry. That's my mindset on it.
Yeah.
It's not like you didn't know. It's not like the theater lied about the availability of seats and double booked something and, oh, now we're in a pickle.
Right.
You knew.
Yes.
You knew. Now, interestingly, this story goes on to say someone else overheard them and offered up their seats instead, so that was the end of it.
Okay.
So fine. Whatever. Oh, but after the movie, the guy's girlfriend told him he should have just said fine, and that would have been the, quote, right thing to do. So now he's not sure if he's being a jerk or not. The consensus, though, on Reddit was that he was not being a jerk.
Yeah. Let's see the consensus on our Facebook page.
Okay, this should be interesting. So this is feedback from the listeners.
Mm-hmm, yep. So Nancy and Charlie Konarski. Okay. Nancy says, I agree with the man and his girlfriend. First of all, the woman had to know the seats were not together, yet she still purchased them.
Thank you.
Secondly,
thank you, Konar the Barbarian, obviously.
Secondly,
on the side of reason here, instead of just barbaric smashing of skulls and, you know, taking of treasure and loot. I assume that's what barbarians do.
They do.
I've never met one.
Just because she's a child doesn't entitle her to try to bully an adult into giving in to her demands. Yes.
All right.
Jeremy Kurtz says, he wasn't being inconsiderate. He probably considered it, and the answer was no. plan better next time, lady.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Leslie Ann says, so because of her poor planning, it's his fault, and he should give up his seats so he and his girlfriend can't sit together? How is he a jerk for not agreeing to her irrational request? She's ridiculous. And there's like a little South Park little thing there.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. And I like that. It's funny. It adds to it. El Snow says, nope. It's no surprise to anyone who's been to a theater in the last 5 years that you select your seats, except me, El, when buying your tickets. If you want good seats, buy your tickets early. It's not this dude's fault that she had no foresight to get tickets ahead of time for a movie that's been insanely hyped on social media. That's true, too. It's 100%. Like a big movie.
100%.
And there was no need to call him inconsiderate just because the daughter now knows she has a crappy parent. And parents do that. It's like, I remember back at the bowling alley, they'd come in and they'd be like, we would say there's no lanes available. And they'd be like, you tell my daughter she can't go bowling today.
Can't go bowling today. There's no lanes available.
And you want to be like, teach your kid that you can't always, like, you know.
You
so
can't always get what always you, want. Get
yeah.
what you want.
Sorry, your parent didn't, you
but
know.
You get what you need.
yeah, obviously. And Jonathan Stanwood said the entitled woman was handled correctly.
Yeah.
So we all seem to agree.
Here's the thing that's overlooked in this whole situation. She obviously knew they couldn't sit together.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the most popular, well, the most popular movie out right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing more than one show.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
There's multiple theaters.
There was going to be another theater.
Probably 10 minutes later.
Yep.
And oh no, if there's no room in that one, try the next one or the next one. They're running them every 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
Crying out loud. Go to another theater. Go a different night. You know what I mean? Like, I get people have schedules and stuff that it's hard to keep. But again, like you can't agree to do the thing that you like said you're going to do. Like, we're going to sit on opposite ends of the theater and then show up and be like, well, I don't want to do it. This is what you agreed to in the transaction.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is how this situation works.
Correct.
Not being mean about it. I'm just telling you, play by the rules that you consented to.
Tell us how you really feel.
We live in a society. There are rules.
In a society. All right. I agree.
Yeah, good. Devil's advocate.
How dare
you? I'm the devil. Bleh.
He had to fill Mickey's pathetic, smelly shoes because she couldn't be here to do it herself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the Mickey.
I like that. Make that a drop.
There you go. I'm the Mickey. I'm Spartacus. I'm Mickey.
It's like that movie where he goes, no, I'm the captain now. Yeah. No, I'm the Mickey now.
But that does do it for this episode. Mickey, I think we'll be back next week. Does anybody else have anything going on? Any reason we're planning on missing?
I could try.
I mean,
I'll check my schedule.
Don't.
Same.
Stop.
I can figure it
Give
out.
Give me that phone.
I could
Stop
probably
it.
Schedule a birthday party.
No, not necessary.
I could go.
Oh.
It's my birthday next week. You should all be here to celebrate. It's
I'll
not,
tell you what.
It's not,
not your birthday.
That Tuesday is my nephew's birthday. So the twins. There's a chance, guys.
Yeah, no. No, you're going to be here. So anyway, we're all going to try and be here next week.
Nah,
come back for that. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We don't have anything pre-scheduled, but all the more reason to come back because it'll be a surprise.
Ooh.
It's like Christmas morning.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you can hang out at our website at freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com, mm-hmm. afreakaccident.com. And we've got a podcast section there with every episode we've ever done. Mm-hmm. We've got the Connect page, which has all of the links to everywhere we're at on social media.
Yes.
So then you can leave comments, and we'll talk about your valuable input on a future episode of the show.
Yes.
We've got t-shirts available in the shop section. You can also request free stickers in the shop section. And obviously the most important thing for any podcast, subscribe. If you like the show, subscribe. If you really like the show, leave a review. And if you really, really like the show, send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. Tell us stuff. Share stuff with us. Tell us how you found the show. Give us stuff to talk about. Give us feedback.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like I said, you don't even want it to be featured on the show. Say so. You want anonymity. It's yours. We'll make all of your dreams come true.
And more.
Yes, right. And more. Yeah, that's all you need to do. So like, subscribe, share with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell other people about the thing. Get other people to listen.
Spread it like a virus.
You had to bring up herpes.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, we just got out of this pandemic, and now she's, like, triggering everybody to think about it.
Sorry.
No mask stops this infection.
Oh, I saw a bunch of spit.
There was a bubble. There was a bubble between
my
two lips.
Hurling droplets around.
He's like, bleh.
I said blah, 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 and there was a bubble on the last blah.
Right.
I saw it.
Yeah, I felt it.
Goodbye for a freak accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Well, cannon, oh!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.